All right, today's date is October the 15th, 2015. The time is 9:31 a.m. This is Art Brown of the State Attorney's Office. We are present at the Manatee County Courthouse with William Cumber, represented by counsel Franklin Roberts, pursuant to the plea that Mr. Cumber has just entered in case number 2012 CF3529. Mr. Cumber has agreed to give us a statement concerning the death of Sabine Musil Bueller and give us information concerning the location of her body. Mr. Cumber, would you raise your right hand as best you can? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
And for the record, would you state your name, sir?
William Cumber.
Okay. And your date of birth?
12-269.
Now, Mr. Cumber, you have previously said that on the evening of November the 4th, 2008, you were watching election returns with Sabine. Is that true?
That part ain't true.
Okay, all right.
I was watching the elections
okay.
in the bedroom. She was watching some other type of show out in the living room.
Okay, all right.
That's the truth.
All right. So I'm sorry, you were in the bedroom?
Yes, sir.
And she was she on the couch?
She was on the couch in the living room.
Okay. And you have previously, let me ask you, had you had anything to drink that night?
A little bit, yes.
What did you had to drink? Beer, wine?
Beer.
Okay. And about how much would you say you'd had to drink that night?
I don't know. Probably about 6-8 beers.
Okay. Had Sabine had anything to drink?
She was consuming out of a bottle of wine.
Okay. And did you ingest any drugs that night?
No.
Okay. Had you been using any drugs in the period leading up to November 4th, 2008?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, you previously said that at some point you stepped outside to have a cigarette. Is that true?
Yes, I did.
And did Sabine find you or discover you smoking a cigarette, as you previously said?
Yeah, I was walking in. She was, like, I don't know, or she was going to the bedroom or whatever, but she encountered me and she smelled the smoke. We kind of like got in a little dispute about it. Then she went back into the living room.
Okay.
And at this time, she had just her underwear and a bra on.
Okay.
Okay. And when she walked back into the living room, I didn't follow her. I went back into the bedroom. And then I decided, you know, that I needed to talk to her a little bit more. I was stressed, so I walked into
the smoking?
About the smoking, yeah.
Okay.
So I walked back into the living room. She's getting dressed. She had already put her pants on. She had her top on. She was doing her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she couldn't do with this relationship anymore because of certain issues and stuff, so.
Okay, so she said she's going to end the relationship?
She said that it was getting stressful.
Now, one issue I assume was the smoking.
Yes.
And what were the other issues that...
Well, it was said that, you know, I get kind of antsy or stuff like that when I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't... I don't know if she blamed what happened, you know, the extent of what was going on based on my drinking. Because I'm really not a violent person when I drink. I'm kind of smooth and relaxed and everything, but there was a lot of stress going on in our relationship.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you say you don't know if she blamed what was going on the drinking. What are you referring to when you say what was going on?
The smoking.
Oh, the smoking.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So Sabine's getting dressed, and she's saying she can't go on with this anymore. What happens at that point?
I lose control. I hit her in the head, okay?
With
my fist, no, with my fist. And
right hand or left hand?
It was the left first, and then I hit with right, and then I don't know. It's a disgusting situation, man.
Let me just stop you there, Mr. Cumber, and ask you. Just give me a rough idea. How many times you hit her?
Two.
Just two times?
Just two times.
Did you pick up any items and strike with any, like, sharp items or anything like that?
No.
Where did you hit her on her body?
Forehead, and I don't know where I made contact on the face. I don't know.
Okay. Did she bleed from those? Was she sitting on the couch when you hit her?
Yes.
Did she bleed from those injuries?
I noticed that she was bleeding from the blow to the forehead. I didn't notice the face.
Okay. Did she appear to lose consciousness?
Not at that point, no.
Okay. So you've struck her twice, and you say she hasn't lost consciousness. What's her reaction to being struck?
She gets scared and she covers her face with her hands.
Okay. And what do you do at that point?
I reached and grabbed her throat and started choking her. I don't.
Okay. And how long would you say you were choking her? Like a minute, more? What would you say?
Until she wasn't moving.
Okay. And did she struggle with you? Did she try to scratch you?
No resistance.
Okay. Did you become injured during this episode?
No.
Okay. Your blood was identified in front of the couch. Do you know how that got there?
I had an injury on my hand. That's the only way I can explain it.
Okay. Did that injury occur after the point at which you choked Sabine? Or before?
No, before.
Okay. Was that night or sometime before that day?
Before that day.
Okay.
It's being said that I said I fell off the trolley or fell off my bike. That's not the situation. I fell walking on the beach and landed on some rocks.
Okay.
That's the truth about that. I did fall on my bike, though, and hurt my shoulder.
Now, when Sabine's saying that she's going to end the relationship, does she say anything about ending whatever financial support she's giving you?
Like we had mutual financial support.
Okay.
Okay, when my business got started, there was all my funds were expended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she did start trying to support me because I didn't have any funds yet coming in for my business.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't really at the end of the relationship, she had started, you know, supplying my needs and stuff.
But who's paying the rent on 208B?
We paid it for a little while. I think she paid 1 month.
Okay.
She was supposed to take the money that I was sending to her from the St. Peak Work Release Center,
mm-hmm,
and get an apartment. That's.
And like, for instance, your dental appointment that afternoon, I assume Sabine paid for that.
We had.
Or was supposed to pay for it.
Well, we had a setup and through a company. You pay, they pay the bill, mm-hmm, but you pay them a certain amount back, you know, like a percentage, like an interest.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm not sure if she paid it that day or if we used what we had, you know, gotten through. She found it. You know, she's the one who put it all into effect and everything.
No. During the time that you struck Sabine and then choked her, was she on the couch the entire time?
Yes.
Okay. You said you struck her in the forehead and
the facial area.
Facial area? Okay.
Where it hit.
Did you see, like, was she bleeding from her mouth or nose or what?
I think I recall, you know, a little blood on the face, yeah, but it was no gushing, there was no anything like that. It was just little driplets.
Has your attorney shown you photos or gone over with you the location on the couch from where blood was identified?
I have seen him.
Okay. Is that the area Sabine was when
yeah,
this was going on?
That was her side of the couch.
So at the end of your choking her, is she like partly on the couch and partly off, like her feet on the floor or what?
It started out on the couch and then it's ended up on the floor.
Okay. Once she was no longer showing any signs of life, what did you do at that point?
I couldn't believe what I did. I stared down at her, and all kinds of things were running through my mind. I couldn't believe what I had done, you know. And then
let me ask you, Mr. Kimber, about what time of night do you think this was?
This was around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Okay. Now, at that point, did you have any neighbors in your building?
No.
Okay.
The people even across the family across the little area, you know, ground area moved out too.
Was there anybody, if we look at, this is a aerial photo, and here would be your building, and here's the other building you're talking about. Was there anybody living in either building?
There was nobody in this building at all. There was only somebody when we moved in. There was somebody here.
Okay, you're talking about the other building. You're pointing to the other building.
Across the way.
Okay.
Yeah, across from us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a family over here, and Rebecca Preston lived up in the front.
But she had already moved out by that time, hadn't she?
She moved out first.
Okay.
And then this family moved out.
So at the time, on November 4th, was there anybody living in any other building?
Yes. There was I believe the family that lived right there was still there.
Now, where had Sabine parked her car that night?
Kind of like where that car is right there.
Okay. All right. So that would be like, I guess, on the side of the building by the road Magnolia Avenue.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I've seen, like, there's some parking spaces out there. You've indicated you're looking down at her, and what do you do at that point?
I don't know. I thought that I decided I didn't want to go back to prison.
Okay.
You know, so I thought of a way to expose her.
All right.
I mean, it's a harsh way to put it, but, you know.
Okay. What did you do from there?
I went and got a sheet off the bed.
Okay.
I rolled her up in it.
Did you eventually take her out to the car?
Yes.
Okay.